You were a former chief whip of the Liberal Democrat Party. Now, one of the women who's been making alleged complaints against Lord Rennard, the former chief executive of the party, Alison Smith, she claims that she reported issues, an allegation against Lord Rennard. He has, of course, denied all allegations of sexual harassment. She reported that to you as chief whip back in April 2007. What did she tell you?
Well, Julia, what I can tell you today is that it's very important that the women who made the allegations in the broadcast last week, that they are properly listened to. Now, they have claims to make about how much they've been listened to in the past. There are now two reviews that are going on, and the police are talking to the party about the scope of their own inquiries. I think the party's inquiries have to be very thorough indeed, and I'm certainly keen to make sure that they are conducted in as thorough way as possible and that they get to the truth of all of these matters. And if there have been mistakes made in the past, then clearly the party, many of us in the party, are going to have to learn lessons from that. But I really can't offer a running commentary on what...
Oh, we've known each other far too long for running commentaries to be... What did she tell you and what did you do? It's a very simple question with, I assume, a very simple answer. Did you do anything, speak to anyone, tell Nick Clegg, talk to Lord Rennard and say this has to stop? What did you do when a party activist came to you and said she had been sexually harassed by the chief executive of your party?
I'm very sorry, Julia. What I've said to you is all I can say today, and that is that...
Did you do nothing?
That they have these two reviews.
Did you do nothing? Paul, if you don't answer, people listening right now will assume that you did nothing and you allowed something to continue.
People might draw that conclusion, Julia.
Would they not be right to draw that conclusion?
No, no. What I'm saying to you is that if you have a proper process of examining what happened in the event...
If you had a proper process, this would have never have been on Channel 4 News last week, would it?
That's a conclusion that you're entitled to reach.
Did you speak to Lord Rennard? Did you take her complaint to someone else? And if so, who?
What I'm telling you, Julia, is that we have these two inquiries. One is...
Did you speak to Lord Rennard as the chief whip of the party? Did you speak to Lord Rennard when you were told that he had been alleged to have been sexually harassing party activists?
One of them is a disciplinary inquiry, and that immediately brings us into issues of sub judice, which I have to...
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. No. There is absolutely no issue of sub judice regarding this inquiry whatsoever.
And secondly, the other inquiry is looking at the very issues that you are asking about now.
Why does an inquiry mean that you can't answer questions? You're an MP for London, Paul. This is London's biggest conversation, LBC. You come on my show. You knew I was going to ask these questions. This isn't a running commentary. It's very simple. You were chief whip of the Liberal Democrat Party in April 2007 when a party activist, Alison Smith, claims she came to you and said that she had been sexually harassed by Lord Rennard, the chief executive of the party. I want to know, what did you do and who did you tell when she did that?
Julia, you will have to wait until the inquiries have been concluded, they have been reported.
Are we to conclude that you did nothing to stop a senior figure in your party sexually harassing junior staff?
You will draw your own conclusions.
Is that not a reasonable conclusion
to
draw?
The reach is that we are having a proper process.
Paul, if you were... If you had taken...
Paul,
if you had taken action... Why would you not tell us? If you took that to Nick Clegg as the party leader or spoke to Lord Rennard yourself, would you not be proud to point out, I, Paul Burstow, acted as I should have acted and did the right thing?
In the circumstances in which we're talking, none of this is about being proud. It's about having a proper...
So
process.
You're not proud of the action you failed to take?
Now you are putting some words into my
mouth.
I'm
asking you a question.
And I'm merely giving you an answer, which is that this is not about being proud. It's about now having a proper process.
Was Lord Rennard made aware of that complaint in April 2007?
To make sure that lessons are learned.
Was Lord Rennard made aware of that complaint in April 2007?
I don't know whether he was made aware
You were chief whip of the party. You were in charge of party discipline and you weren't aware whether the chief executive was told about an allegation of sexual harassment against him from a party activist.
Now, Julia, whilst I, of course, anticipated that you would move on to this particular subject, I've come on to the programme to talk about...
And we've spoken
about
for 5 minutes about that.
And you were very, very gracious in allowing that amount of time before you moved on to this. I've given you the answers that I'm going to give to you today about this. I've set out very clearly the position the party is taking and that I'm participating in those inquiries.
You're not willing to discuss with the voters of London what you did.
And I'm more than happy, once those inquiries have reached their conclusions, made their judgments, and so on, to more than happy to come and talk to you about my part in this and others' parts in this, what we learn from it and what we will do next.
Okay, well I'll hold you to that, Paul Burstow. I'd like to have you back on air discussing this with us when this is all over. Paul Burstow, former Health Minister, Liberal Democrat MP, and as you heard, former party chief whip of the Liberal Democrats.